Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, this is BJ. Thanks for listening to our show's podcast. If you're a fan of all things geeky, you should check out my other podcast, BJ Shea's Geek Nation. We have new episodes every day, and you can check it out at bjgeeknation.com.
Your driver's license is important so you can get back and forth to work, get your kids to school, and back and forth to daycare. If your license has been suspended because you can't pay your tickets, you can't do any of those things. Let's talk about Chapter 13 bankruptcy. You may have heard that tickets cannot be discharged, but they can be dealt with in a Chapter 13 case. Why not come in for a free consultation? The chapter you choose will make all the difference to your getting back, legally, on the road. Let's design a plan to pay off your tickets and restore your license immediately. I'm Attorney Travis Gagne. Please contact me today at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com.
99.9 KISW, the Rock of Seattle. Wendy Williams, who, God, she is such a New Yorker. I watch the show, and it's like she's just got that New York attitude.
You watch the show?
Every once in a while, my wife's got it on, and I just watch and see where Wendy's.
She used blame to be it on the wife who lives in California.
That's the only time I ever see it.
All right. Fine.
Yeah, and you know, she's a former radio person, so I think it's cool that she's done good, got on TV, and become a national celebrity. I think that's good for our business.
And watch American Idol while you're at it, then, too.
Who says I haven't watched that from time to time? You know, I mean, come on.
Fine.
Yeah, I mean, Carson Daly, the same thing. I was saying that I'm always good. When someone does good in our business, you know, Bobby Bones, I'm there for it, man.
Me too. You're supporting people.
Yeah, these are our boys and girls that have done well and gone on and become guys. But Wendy, well, you know, I don't blame her because she's been doing this a long time. And she got a little snippy when an audience member's phone went off during her show.
I'm sure Jen gets it. And you know what? She probably didn't. Somebody's phone on.
Yeah.
Get out. Get out. Let's turn that phone off now. Sir. Ma'am. Whoever you are. Just kindly, the tickets are free, but when you come here, you must turn your phones off. I was being overdramatic, but kindly please turn your phone off. Thank you.
Dude, you watched the video, and she caught herself.
Yeah.
You can tell she poked fun at herself. Like, there was a moment of clarity, like, oh, boy.
Yeah.
But there was a moment when she first said get out, and everyone was laughing. She wasn't joking.
No, she wasn't.
She was pissed.
You know, and she's old school. I mean, you know, I gather she's had some, you know, cosmetic whatever done, but I think she's close to my age.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, so our demographic is like, we didn't have to deal with this. You know, nobody, you know, you used to do live performances. You never had to worry about phones going off and everything. And so, you know, she's probably like, this is a professional TV set for Christ. Come on.
Wow.
Come on.
Yeah, she is 55.
Yeah.
Yeah, oh. I didn't realize that.
Oh, yeah. She looks amazing for her age.
Yeah, you know, absolutely.
She and I obviously don't go to the same cosmetic people.
You know, my favorite, when it comes to, like, interruptions with the phone, if you do yourself a favor and just go on YouTube and look up John Tortorella. He's an NHL hockey coach.
Oh, yeah?
He used to be the coach for the Canucks and also the New York Rangers. And those are the ones where I remember the most because he was really at his, like, he was just at his prime when he was coaching both of those teams when it comes to how he handled the media. He's chilled out, I think, a little bit over time, but he's still a little cranky. But if somebody's phone went off, he would just point them out and go off on them. Sometimes you'd just be like, answer your phone. Answer your phone. It's interrupting me in the middle of my press conference. Go ahead and answer your phone. Doesn't even matter if his team won. He'd be pissed at a reporter if their cell phone goes off. He even answered somebody's phone once.
Oh, did he?
He didn't, like, hung up on the person or something like that.
Oh, man. These coaches, you know, it's. I don't know how many coaches actually look forward to doing press conferences. I got to be thinking it's a very low percentage,
especially when your team loses.
Yeah, and then you put up with that. So anything that's going to already, you know, piss you off,
right,
in a mood that's already started pretty much in pissed off territory.
So he's probably thinking, I can't really go off on my team. I mean, he does, but he hasn't. You know, to the extent that probably he wants to. Oh, but there's a phone going off. I'm going to take out all my hostility on that person.
Every once in a while, you see Pete Carroll do that. I mean, he's very professional, does what he does, answers all the questions. But sometimes if somebody, I don't know, if they're trying to bro down or ask, I remember somebody asked him about the football that hit him in the face.
Mm-hmm.
And he was just like, you know, believe me, I'm fine. Are you kidding me? I could take a lot more than this. And you realize that Pete's just like, what do you think, I'm a loser? You think I think Pete really probably has pride at his physical condition and his toughness. And if anybody ever like questions that in any way, shape, or form, especially as he gets closer to 70, I think that's where you'll get Pete going off the deep end. And I love it. I love watching that. Yeah. Because you know that these guys don't want to be there anyway.
I love when, like, you could tell when a coach or even a player, but mainly a coach, because they seem to handle it a little differently. And you can just see that they're just sick of being asked the same exact question, but in different ways over and over. And it's like, all right, yeah, okay, I just answered that question. Were you not listening?
Yeah.
I would be so annoyed with reporters.
Well, dude, when you think about, I mean, this is, and it really sucks because, look, we have our buddy Mitch, you know, Mitch Levy, who comes on after every Seahawks game. And we know their job is to try to get all the information. But either they want information that the coach doesn't want to give because it might give teams an edge when it comes to injuries. Or they want to talk drama, which, again, is something they don't want to talk about because they're trying to get it out of the locker room anyway, even if it happened.
Yep.
There's really nothing that reporters can ask that isn't already pissing them off because it usually is one of those two subjects.
There's no winning.
No, there isn't.
On both ends.
Which is why... You know, I mean, when Luke Wilson, and we'll get him in because, I mean, since he's joined the team, their schedule's been insane where he's had to go East Coast and this and Thursday Night Football. But, you know, Luke always liked this because we didn't really know. We didn't know enough to be able to ask those questions. We just let him, you know, talk about hippie stuff, and he loved it.
Yeah, I think at times he even wondered if we even knew who he was and what he played for because he's just like, I'm not even talking about football here.
Yeah, I know. I know. He was like, that's really great. I mean, he says, because it's, like you said, it's all they ever get asked is those same questions, man. According to a new survey, good old farmers say, and this is something that, Steve, now I understand why we don't get it. We live in the city.
City folks just don't get it.
Turns out these farmers do know something. They have sex, and more often than people with any other job. Farmers have more sex than people in other professions.
Nice. Does it matter what you're farming?
Well, they're farming for gold is what they're farming, sir.
Booty farmers.
Dude, 1 in 3, okay? 33% of farmers say that they have sex daily. Are you kidding me?
Oh, I thought that's a shock, though.
It is.
Good for them.
I mean, that shocks the hell out of me. I don't know if anybody's got that success rate.
I mean, not to be disrespectful, but I have an aunt and an uncle who are farmers, and they have 5 kids. So that should kind of tell you something.
I guess when you think about it, what else do you do out there?
I don't know. They're very religious.
You're working hard. You're getting that natural air.
Good sweat going.
You're probably doing a lot of natural stuff in the body that makes people just like dig life and care. And I know, from when I did my men's weekend, they took us out and we were at the state parks that I've never been to. And the trees were amazing and it was gorgeous. I felt really
wanted to get it on with Danny, didn't you?
I did. But Danny wasn't there.
I wasn't there this time.
If he was there, Danny and I would have got busy.
You guys would have been farming.
Wow. So we have the top 6 jobs. I'm going to see if you guys
can pick. City folks really don't get it.
No, we really don't get it. We don't get it. Oh.
They're plowing the fields.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess so. When you think about it, of course they can plow. Yeah. All right, so we know that farmers are the number one job for having the most sex. What do you think the other top 5 jobs are? Okay, what do you
Teachers.
Think? Teachers. Dude, good job. They're number 5.
Wow, good job. Yeah,
sometimes not with the right people that they should be having sex with, but...
Well, the majority of teachers are women, so something about, you know what, maybe because they're around kids and they're doing good for humanity, maybe that makes them feel good about themselves and they come home in a good mood. Maybe that's it.
I think sometimes they're not going home to get that sex, though.
Well,
you read those stories.
Listen, that could have been you, but it wasn't. Somebody else was lucky. It wasn't you. Okay, you weren't the lucky student. Buddy.
No, I always wanted to be.
It's funny, like when you get to a certain age.
Look at his face. He's so disappointed.
He's so sad. Yeah,
he's so sad.
That's like one of life's greatest regrets.
Oh yeah,
that the time that I think a teacher was trying to put the moves on me. I didn't.
You didn't do it.
I didn't pick up on what she was throwing down.
Oh man,
I was just too clueless.
Yeah.
But looking back, she gave me her number and wanted to see my band play.
Oh, yeah.
She wasn't my teacher, but she was a teacher for kids in high school, or was it junior high? It could have been junior high. No, it was high school. Wasn't that crazy? We helped like tutor kids at this elementary school, and she was one of the teachers, and she was really into the idea of me playing music. Yeah, I had to be high school because I was in a band. That was when I was in a band. And she's like, here's my number. Let me know when your band plays.
Whoa.
I never did anything with it.
Oh, man.
Irene.
Buddy.
Yeah. Poor Irene. She missed out on this, and I missed out on her.
Well, you did her a favor. Let's just
say
that.
Yeah. Yeah, she kept her job.
Yeah.
And dignity.
And she didn't have to have, action with you. Yeah. Job and dignity is really important.
Everything. She won out on that.
She really did.
Yeah. I'm the only one with regret.
Yeah, you are.
One of the interesting things about being in my age group is I have a lot of friends or family members that have become teachers, and they're the ones that know how to throw down. They know how to party. They know how to drink. And it makes me wonder how many of my elementary school teachers, because all these are like kindergarten teachers, were doing the same thing on the weekends, being completely ratchet, and then come home or come to school on Monday. Oh, sweetie, what? Like, we're going to learn, the alphabets.
Ah, maybe because they have to be so pristine during for most of their life that they're just ready to bust out.
They need a release.
Dealing with all those little kids, they need to drink.
Yeah.
Okay, so we've got farmers at number one, teachers at number five. Can you guys round out the top five? What do you think?
Park Ranger.
Hey, boo-boo.
No, sorry about that.
Oh, I know. Lawyers.
Yeah. Lawyers. Oh, yeah. Look at you, dude. Number four. You're on fire today.
Steve.
Usually you have no idea about these
things.
It's
all anecdotal, because I had a friend who was a lawyer, and him and all of his lawyer friends would just get wasted and bang all the time.
Really?
Each other?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
I mean, lawyers
love to drink.
The people in power of our society.
In general.
Yeah.
Lawyers and like to drink.
It's an aphrodisiac. See,
what I'm just thinking here is Steve knows all of these because these seem to be along the lines of themes that you would find as thumbnails on certain websites.
Okay. How about nurses then?
Babysitters. How are they doing?
No babysitters on this list.
Service industry. Waitresses.
Well,
bartenders.
I will tell you this. Not everybody, Steve, but this one is very, very interesting.
Busboys.
Dishwashers.
Who the hell's having sex with a busboy and
the dishwashers?
Oh, the dishwashers are having sex with the busboy. Yeah. All right, I can see that. You got to stay within your own class. I see what you're saying. No, how about this? The only ones that would be considered service industry would be hairdressers. And
I don't know that.
BJ, do you want to tell us something?
Oh, yeah, BJ.
Well, that's interesting. I mean, I wonder, how many guys and girls are getting it on. I would imagine, look, if you're a female hairdresser, I mean, you're there, you're massaging the guy's scalp, you're doing whatever. I would imagine that, anytime you want, you could probably have sex.
Running your fingers through their hair.
Yeah.
Dear penthouse, I never thought this would happen to me.
But the dude hairdressers, that's very interesting. I mean, they are kind of therapists for a lot of women. So if you're a heterosexual hairdresser, I bet you probably are having a lot of action.
I did have a hairdresser once say that dude hairdressers get a lot more action because the older women sometimes, their husbands may no longer be in the picture, or they're just not having as much action anymore.
Yeah.
And that's just like the simple act of physical touch. It's like, ooh, gets it.
How about that? Ooh. See
as
that?
Being PG.
Okay, nice. And finally, this is really interesting. I'm surprised, but now I'm going to look at the people that work for our company a lot differently.
Oh, I'm trying to think. Production directors.
Production.
Thinking anyone specific there?
Jason, he's a handsome man.
He is.
He's got a nice beard.
Okay.
Just got a haircut.
Yeah. I mean, listen.
He's a Cubs fan. I'll let that slide.
Yeah.
Other than that.
You know what? You were on fire. Now you're back to being yourself again.
Yeah. Now ice cold?
Yeah, you're ice cold.
It's got to be sales.
Sales.
There we go.
Sure.
That's, you guys know.
Why are you surprised with that? They have to get the sale, BJ.
Right?
Yeah.
You got to do whatever it takes.
Whatever it takes.
I know, and I really.
You guys all watch too much television.
Well, it's in the thing. It's the top five.
That might be like they are, but I don't think they're banging to close deals.
They're getting the most sex, is all we're saying.
They wine and dine. They might find their client hot. You never know.
Yeah, Steve, what about real? Like, I think about the real estate business. Now, granted, I've seen these only on TV, but the realtors have sex on TV.
Oh, those thumbnails are ridiculous.
Yeah.
They're so
unbelievable. Yeah.
Like, no real estate agent's wearing that.
You know,
especially the stairs.
They got to make the.
Oh, dear. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So there we go. The top five people having the most sex. Farmers. Oh, I didn't give you a number three. Wait, is there 1, 2, 3, 4, 5? There were six for some reason. Okay. The sixth one would be architects.
Really?
That surprises me. Like Mr. Brady. Mr. Brady's having sex?
People would bone Mr. Brady.
Yeah.
Well, he was married, and he was, he was, you know what? He would never do that to Carol Brady. He would never cheat on her. So architects. What is it about? What's sexy about architects?
They know the way around a room.
What's his face? Wasn't
Ted Mosby? Ted Mosby, architect.
How I Met Your Mother.
Yeah.
Oh, I forgot about Ted. But Ted didn't have great luck in that department.
Yeah, but a loser.
I don't know. Maybe people just think that's a sexy because they find him sexy on television. I don't know, man. I'm stretching. I have no idea.
Yeah, I know. I can't think of how. Yeah, because if I remember, Ted was needing help all the
time. Maybe they make a lot of money.
Yeah,
they build phallic shaped buildings.
There we go. That's it.
So it's like the women are like, hey.
You made that building look like a dong.
Yeah.
Let's meet later.
Let's meet later.
Mm-hmm. You know what? Seriously, the two of you guys, yeah, you're the kings of romance. You know what? You guys know how to make a woman want you badly.
Thanks.
You take that compliment. You go, the
nice
city boy.
You said to me.
Yeah.
Today.
All right. We've got one of the strangest Airbnb experiences that's now available. Yeah, you can do this. I'll tell you all about it at 8:17 on The Rock.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle. The Goodyear Blimp is offering overnight stays on Airbnb.
In. Let's do this.
They're only doing it on the 22nd, 23rd, and 24th, and they're doing it only in Ann Arbor, Michigan, which is in honor of the Michigan-Notre Dame football game, which I guess is a pretty big game. I don't know. I hear that, P. That's a pretty big game. It happens, of course, on the 26th, so there would be people that want to see that game, and of course, the blimp is pretty synonymous when you're watching football. There's always some aerial view you get to see, but how about you get to stay there?
I can't do it. I'm busy on the 23rd.
Oh, are you really?
Yeah.
How about the 22nd?
22nd?
Yeah, it's 22nd, 23rd, 24th, buddy.
Oh, 22nd. No, we got live day, dude.
Yeah,
we have a live day meeting, sorry.
Oh, that's what it is.
I can't pass on my live day meeting.
Yeah, that's a good call.
Yeah, so I'm going to have to bow out on this one.
It's only $150 a night.
Dude, that's actually cheaper than some places we've stayed by Airbnb.
Wow. So would you do that? Could you stay like sleeping in a blimp?
I would love to try.
Yeah. I don't know what it's like to be in a blimp. I know what it's like to be obviously in a plane. But
wow, Vicky's showing us I've never seen the inside of the Goodyear blimp. It looks pretty awesome.
That looks cool.
Okay. Yeah. Amir, I agree. That's worth a try.
Man, though, I would definitely have moments where I'd panic. Like, I don't really have a fear of heights, especially if I'm in something like that, but it would still be weird, like, to wake up and look out and there's just...
Yeah.
Just nothing.
Yeah. I don't know why I feel safer on a plane, but, like, I guess because I feel like, you know, I'm going somewhere and landing somewhere. This thing is just hanging out up there. It's like, ooh, how long is it going to stay there?
Do you get to sleep on it while it's floating, or does it not go off the ground?
That's a good point. I didn't think about that. Is it just stuck on the ground?
Oh, you know what? Oh. Yeah, it turns out that's a great question, Vicky. The blimp is going to stay grounded.
Oh.
Well, what's the point of that?
What fun is that?
Yeah, who cares? Seriously, I mean, it's just another room at that point.
Big deal.
Yeah, forget about it.
Yeah, I was like, that seems really cheap to be just like up in the air.
Yeah. I just figured it was a promotion. I mean, it is, but, the blimp is going to be grounded. Yeah, no, I mean, I wouldn't mind going up, being up in the blimp for a while. I'd take that over just, you know, spending the night.
I feel like you should at least get a little bit of a ride in the blimp.
Yeah. Not going to do it.
Nope.
At least there's an open bar because they want...
In the blimp?
Yeah.
I mean, look, I suppose if you're going to the game... And the blimp is probably going to be near the stadium, right? Where they're going to, in Ann Arbor. So maybe in that respect, it's kind of cool. Because you're already in that mode.
Yeah, it's in a warehouse where it's stored, and you can have a tailgate party in the warehouse.
Oh, okay.
Oh, but that's good. Like, let's just say, like, you know, you're there with your lady or your dude or whatever, and then all of a sudden you have a few drinks. You're like, hey, we'll be back. And then it's, if the blimp's a rocking.
Don't come a knocking.
The thing is, though, if you look at the picture of the blimp,
Led Zeppelin?
It's all windows all around the blimp, even where the bed is. So you'd be putting on a show.
Oh, that's a good point.
Just a heads up.
Hope they got curtains.
It doesn't look like
any curtains, but you could grab a newspaper or like a jersey or something like that.
Oh, really? You think that's going to do it?
If you have good friends, just look over there. Don't turn around.
Yeah, you're right, Vicky. That is that is all open. Wow. Yeah, I'm not too sure I'm happy about that because, I mean, who knows what I do in my sleep.
Oh, gosh, that would be the only time that they do this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. The one time, and then they go, this wasn't a good idea. We're not going to do that again.
Would you guys ever do a hot air balloon?
I mean, I first have to have a couple drinks with her.
Oh, I can't.
Hey!
They do have a Darth Vader hot air balloon.
I would totally do a hot air balloon.
No way. They're so much fun.
No. You've been in one?
Yeah, that's the big thing in New Mexico.
Is that going on right now?
Yeah, right now. It's really cool. And we did our whole morning show live from a hot air balloon one time.
Oh, man, I would not do that.
No?
I mean, I suppose if it was my job, I'd have to, but it would be nerve-wracking.
We'll hold you.
I've had some friends offer me because they're balloonists and they go to New Mexico, Danny, for the big that big whatever the hell it's called.
Balloon Fiesta.
Yeah, yes. And they've talked to me about it, and they live in Snohomish, and they're like, oh yeah, man, this is awesome. We love this. And I'm like, yes, that's no.
The worst part is the landing, but then you get champagne afterwards, so.
Oh.
So what's so bad about landing? Is it hard on your knees or something?
No, kind of actually. They come down and you literally, it just bounces on the ground until people grab onto it and you kind of just like, they hold it down and you have to jump out of the basket or go.
Think they'd have like a little trampoline or something like that absorb the
impact. Now I know I'm definitely not going because that'll wreck my back.
It's not that bad. You don't feel it like on your body.
I wrecked my back on the duck ride just riding on the damn thing.
Oh.
And this was the normal duck ride, not the special adventure where they run into people.
I can hold you.
Allegedly.
You know, like one of those, like, you just kind of like be up in my arms.
You're going to hold me like Titanic style?
Yes. I promise if I will let go or not. But.
Yeah.
Dude, oh. Vicky's showing me the hot air balloon of Darth Vader and the other one of Yoda.
Yeah.
Ride it, you must.
It's cool. I mean, no doubt about they're cool looking. It's just that I know.
You wouldn't want to get a picture of you up in a blimp that has a giant Darth Vader head on it?
No.
No, Photoshop me into it.
Rev, you're out too. Huh?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, dude, I have a fear of heights. Now, granted, it's not as bad as it used to be, but it will be wicked bad if I'm just in a balloon floating.
The stress levels will get me too high. I'd just be up there tooting.
I'm like,
we don't want you around a flame.
Nope.
Good point. Yeah, he'll blow the whole place up. Yeah, Steve, like you said, though, it's like, you know, if you're surrounded by something, for some reason that makes me feel a sense of security. But that hot air balloon, you are surrounded by air.
How big is I'm just picturing like a little basket that we're standing in.
Exactly.
How big is the spot that you're in the hot air balloon?
It's probably it's not that big, actually.
No, it's
for the extra large ones, they're like probably about as wide as you stand from BJ right now.
Oh, no.
The smaller ones, you'd be a lot closer than that.
Yeah, see, this is it. Yeah. So here's your square. There's you, there's me, there's probably a lot of room.
Dude, I'm looking at it. It doesn't look like a lot of room to work with.
So if you've got claustrophobia and agoraphobia, whatever the heck it is that when you're afraid of heights, you're double trouble. In a hot air balloon. Yeah.
I do like that the height is higher than your waist level. Because that'd be my big fear. I'm just leaning back and be like, whoa!
And then you go over.
Oh, that would be fantastic if they just give you like the little kiddie pool hot air balloon. Yeah.
Is there a weight limit?
Probably. I don't know.
Oh, good. I can't go on. I know I'm too
old. Well, I mean, it's like they have several people in there, dude. I would just have to leave somebody behind.
No, I'm sorry. I got to lose a few pounds.
I think we had five people when we went up.
Nice.
Yeah.
I'll get back to you.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is it hot?
No, it's freezing.
Why is that a stupid question? It's a giant flame keeping it up in the air. That seems like it's a valid question.
I get it.
You're in a hot air balloon.
But you're up in the altitude, but the hot
the hot air is in the balloon.
Yeah.
It rises. Yeah. It rises. You won't even feel it. Heat rises.
When they do the flame, you kind of, it's kind of like a
heater. Oh, you can't feel it?
But it goes away immediately.
Ha, ha, ha.
It goes away immediately because you're up in the thin air, which is very cold. That was a very quick ha. I hope you enjoyed yourself.
The thing that Steve would like was all the dogs barking at you. Because they see you and they're not used to something just flying over them, making a loud noise in the air. So they just bark at you and you're like, hey, dogs.
Can you bring your dog on it?
Probably.
Nice.
Oh, that's a genius idea.
Hot air balloon?
She'll go out of her mind, dude.
Yeah. She'll probably just sit there and shake.
In that case, what a wonderful treat for your dog.
Oh, rubber belly, she'll be fine.
Oh, will she? Yeah, yeah. I'm glad you're the dog whisperer. You don't know what terrifies him. Here you go. You're terrified, but this rubbing of your belly should take away your
terror. I'll do that for you, too. That way you're not so scared about it.
Oh, thanks,
yeah.
That I appreciate. Damn, no. No, thank you.
No.
No. I have no desire to do that. No desire to skydive. None whatsoever. I do not need that.
See, skydiving, I'm with you. I'm not really a fan of the whole idea of jumping out of a plane and then just hoping that the parachute
works. At least you have a parachute. The idea is if you fall out of that hot air balloon, you're going to fall just as fast as a skydiver.
But I'm not intentionally jumping out of that hot air balloon. My goal is to stay inside of this
piece
of transportation.
Doing. You are going up way high without a parachute. At least skydivers are like, hey, listen, we're going up way high and we're prepared to fall.
No, I think it's completely different. You're
wow. If I fall, I'd rather have a parachute. That's how I'm looking at it. Now, granted, I agree with you. I'm intending to fall as a skydiver, but I don't want to do either one. But if I had to do one or the other, I'd skydive first.
You'd skydive over a hot air balloon?
Because I have a parachute.
Well, I'm sure you could bring a parachute if you have a parachute. Wear it.
I haven't seen too many people wearing a parachute in a hot air balloon. But they should have it. Like, they make you wear, lifeguard vests in a boat. Do they have parachutes in a hot air balloon?
No.
Oh, fuck.
Just grab the thing. It's a giant parachute.
Yeah.
Don't you understand that if it's failing, it no longer is working? That's what I'm afraid of, is when it fails and falls.
I'll just grab a couple of edges and hold it.
Oh, yeah, that'll do it?
Yep.
Yeah.
I saw it on the internet. It works. Okay. Totally works.
Yeah. Totally works.
It is the most weird thing that we do that is complete. I mean, I don't know how safe it is, but
it's probably just as safe as vining in a plane, man.
Yeah.
The plane has, like, you know, they've got the water ready to go. They got all sorts of life rafts. They're ready in case something goes wrong. What do you do in a hot air balloon if it goes
wrong? You're traveling in a giant life raft. I'm sure that thing could, like, float for a second.
Probably.
It doesn't float, Danny?
I would imagine so.
Okay.
I would imagine so.
All right, that's not an answer I'm looking for. You need to find that out before you get me in there.
Well, then wear water wings while you're up there.
Oh, wear water wings. Yeah. And then what will protect me from the ground?
I love Steve's answers to all of these.
Yeah. The water wings.
Yeah, the water wings will protect me from the ground. Yeah.
Just land arm first.
Yeah. Thanks, man.
You're not going to die.
Oh, you're right, because I'm not going up in one. You're absolutely right. You are absolutely right. I'm not going to die from that. Unless one lands on me, which would be ironic, wouldn't it? If I'm just walking in a field and I get hit by a hot air balloon, that would be great. Danny would be in it going, oh, hey, buddy, you should have rode in it.
Should have been in it, yeah.
Yep. Yesterday, Steve, he's full of hot air. He got this one wrong.
According to the slogan, what cat food tastes so good that they say the cats ask for it by name?
Oh, no. Purina?
No.
Kibbles and Bits?
No.
Yeah, that's it.
Lucky Charms?
No.
Cat's facts for dog food by name is so good. Yeah, they surely do. Give me that Kibbles and Bits. I'm a cat, but I love it so much. I'll ask for it by name. My Kibbles and Bits. My Kibbles and Bits. That's what
is that what a cat sounds like?
That's what they sound like when asking for Kibbles and Bits.
A cat person.
Yeah. That's what they sound like if they want Kibbles and Bits.
That is not how a cat ever sounds.
It totally is how cats sound, Rev.
Yeah, yeah, of course it is. Now they really
maybe
want
your cat isn't intelligent enough to speak like that.
Oh yeah, sorry.
Meow mix is what they ask for by name.
Meow.
Or meow Kibbles and Bits.
Jeez.
You want a shot at beating Steve? All right, you got it. 206-421-ROCK. We're playing Beat Migs at 847 on The Rock.
Today's podcast was brought to you by Travis Gagne, bankruptcy attorney. He's here right now and has agreed to answer more of your questions about bankruptcy. Here's another question from a listener. I'm getting my wages garnished. Can bankruptcy help with that?
Absolutely. One of the big reasons people file bankruptcy is because they have a judgment or a lawsuit against them, or their wages are getting garnished, and so they can't pay their other regular ongoing bills. People sometimes think that you can't file bankruptcy once they have a judgment against them or once a garnishment has started, and that's not true. Filing bankruptcy will immediately stop any garnishment that you have going, except for child support, and stop your creditors from continuing on with garnishments of your bank accounts, your wages, and in most cases will discharge that liability through the bankruptcy process. And we can file a bankruptcy case for you usually the day you come in.
Thanks, Travis. If you have more questions about bankruptcy, you can reach out to Travis anytime at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com. Thanks for listening.
Call from Mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.